regarding his friend Jonathan after he died. How I weep for you, my brother Jonathan. Oh, how much I loved you. And your love for me was deep, deeper than the love of women. 2 Samuel 1:26. Regarding David's adultery with Bathsheba. Then Nathan said to David, "You are that man." Then David confessed to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." 2 Samuel 12, verses 7 and 13. When David heard about Absalom's death, he cried, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I could have died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." 2 Samuel 18:33. When most people think about David, they think of him first as a shepherd boy, lolling in the pastures, and then as a king, garbed in a royal robe. But as you read the life of David, you see that life was seldom serene. Personal problems dogged David's reign. His adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband were followed by devastating dysfunction in his children. One of his sons raped his own sister and then was murdered by his brother Absalom. Later, Absalom tried to wrest the throne from his father David. There's more, but that's enough to give you the idea that the sweet singer of Israel had a life filled with pain, sorrow, and heartache. Yet this shows that often the sweetest music comes from those who have gone through the greatest difficulties. March 1st, Psalm 28.
O Lord, you are my rock of safety. Please help me. Don't refuse to answer me. For if you are silent, I might as well give up and die. Listen to my prayer for mercy as I cry out to you for help, as I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, those who speak friendly words to their neighbors while planning evil in their hearts. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out in proportion to their wickedness. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. Give them a taste of what they have done to others. They care nothing for what the Lord has done or for what his hands have made. So he will tear them down like old buildings, and they will never be rebuilt. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord protects his people and gives victory to his anointed king. Save your people. Bless Israel, your special possession. Lead them like a shepherd.